All right, hey guys, welcome or welcome back, and you are listening to Get Real on iHeartRadio. Oh my god, I just said that for the first time. All right, y'all. Hey guys, first off, I cannot believe that I just did that intro for the first time. That is so crazy. Thank you guys so much for your complete support, and I love every single one of you. And it is an honor to be on iHeartRadio now. And I'm really, really hoping that, you know, y'all stick around. And to answer some questions, yes, you can still listen to any other platform. Now it is just hosted on iHeartRadio. And I just wanted to kind of address some things, all right? First, no. This will not air live broadcasting on the radio. Now, the reason for this is because iHeartRadio personally does not broadcast radios on their actual station. However, I do go on, my episodes do upload on their website and everything like that. So that's just kind of the deal from here. Anyway, today we are going to be talking about teen stresses and especially what they do to your brain and like how people function with them. Now, I guess the first step in, like, actually talking about this is, what exactly do I mean when I say teen stress? I mean anything that causes you stress that you can pinpoint is a thing that, like, really messes you up. That's your stress, obviously. So for me, it could be school, or, I mean, sometimes my podcast, sometimes my business, you know, whatever. It can literally be anything. So, for instance, school. Here's my issue with school, okay? Especially during online school, I think that we get a lot more work than we ever did in online person. And that's the thing that is kind of like, what? And the reason for that is because I don't understand why teachers primarily think that we have all this extra time on our hands. You know, I feel like some of their logic is that, well, you're at home all day, so, I mean, you probably have some time to kill. If you're listening and you're a teacher, no, we do not. And I'm not saying stop assigning work, because obviously you're a teacher and, you know, you're here to teach. I'm just saying that it gets very out of hand very fast. I cannot tell you how many mental breakdowns, times I wanted to drop out, and yes, I am a freshman, and I wanted to drop out already. So, when it comes to school, okay, basically my day is you wake up, you log into Big Blue Button, you do homework, you do schoolwork, you get off Big Blue Button, you do more homework, you do more schoolwork, I eat dinner, I go to bed, that's it. Most days, that's it. And I cannot be the only one who sees an issue. And another thing is that teachers are like, well, like, use this time to go out, hang out with your family, get some sun. Okay. What? And the reason why I say what in the way that I did was because you want us to take time and spend with our family and get out in the sun or whatever. But here's the real issue is that we totally would, except we are swamped with schoolwork. We're swamped with homework. We're swamped with schoolwork. We are just so overworked. We are overstressed. We are overstimulated. We need a break. I cannot tell you how many times my teacher has been like, well, go, like, take this 5-minute passing period, go get some food. Do you think 5 minutes is like enough to go out and like actually recollect yourself? Because I don't think so. And I'm not saying, like, extend the passing periods. I'm saying that there's an issue. And I think it goes far beyond the passing periods. I think that it goes beyond into the school system and COVID. And I get the reasoning for assigning more work, I suppose, because, you know, you want to keep your kids interacted. You want them to receive something from your lesson. But here's the thing. You assign so many papers that people stop caring. I've been assigned so many papers that I literally slap some stupid answers on there and I call it a day because I don't give a shit anymore. I do not care. And I know that as a student, that's probably a bad thing to say. But it's true, okay? It is 100% true because I can look at a piece of paper and it can be my 16th piece of paper for like that day. And I look at it and I'm like, wow. You know, I'm reading the paper. My teachers want me to get some sort of information out of it. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, wow, if I do this piece of paper, I will not learn a single thing from it. I can't tell you how absolutely detrimental that is to my self-esteem as a student and to my well-being as a person. Because it's one thing to assign so many pieces of paper in hopes that somebody will understand something from it, but it's another thing to look at that piece of paper and know that it's easy, but you cannot do it because you are so overworked and so overstressed to the point of just not caring. Because I'll be completely honest, I don't care. Maybe at the very beginning of the day, I'll be like, yeah, time to be productive. Let's do it. Third paper in, I'm done. You know, I'm sorry. I'm sick of it. I know that teachers' jobs are to assign homework and to do this and teach. But the thing is that the pieces of paper that we're being assigned are not teaching us anything. They are teaching us how to put school over our mental health. That's the only thing that we're being taught. If I could put everything that I've learned from online school into a little bag, it would be Lizzo's bag from the VMAs. You know, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it. But I'm serious because it's to the point now where you wonder if it's worth it, you know, and you wonder if school is worth all of the panic attacks, all of the stress, all of the mental breakdowns, everything. You wonder if it's worth it. And your immediate answer is absolutely not. But do I have a choice? No. And then another thing that really, really sucks is when people are like, why can't you just do your work? Well, Brittany, because I have a life. I had a life before this. I'm not saying that school is such a bad thing. I'm saying that it becomes a bad thing when it has to come over your mental stability. And the thing about that is that it completely demolishes any respect for yourself and for your well-being. And I don't like when people are like, well, it's not the end of the world. You know, you failed this, it's not the end of the world. But it's the end of my world. Because as a student, school is my world, and it has to be. You cannot look at me and say that this is going to be the end, this is not the end of the world, because it is. If I fail this one assignment, I'm going to fail the class. And if I fail the class, then I have to redo it. If I have to redo it, I'm going to get held back. If I get held back, I'm set back a whole full year when I did the work, but I don't get credit for it. And that's the thing that really, really, really sucks. Because how can you look at somebody, especially a student, and say it's not the end of the world when our entire existence relies on a grade, on a letter? Our social status, our mental status, our full life relies on one letter and one letter only. And if that letter is anything below a C, you are not good enough. Why does it have to be like that? I'm sorry. I'm done. I'm done going to power school and looking at my GPA and crying because it's not high enough for the society standards. I'm tired of looking at myself and being like, I am not good enough when I am more than good enough. I'm a good student, I am a good person, and I am trying the best I can, but yet my best is not good enough when it comes to school. Why does it have to be like that? Can somebody, anybody give me an answer? If you're honestly still listening to this and thinking it's not that bad, I urge you to open your eyes and listen to your kids. Because I know I have some teachers watching, I have some educators, I have assistant principals listening to this, and I urge you to ask your children. and I'm trying not to get emotional right now because I have had one hell of a weekend, a very, very exciting weekend. And you know what? I'm gonna take y'all back, okay? Friday night, I am finishing an assignment for my algebra class, and I had to email something to myself, right? And below it, I see an email from the iHeartRadio staff. I look at it, and it said that I got on to iHeartRadio. And I had a brief celebratory moment, and then I realized that the assignment is due at 11:59, and it is now 11:40. That was a huge accomplishment, and school ruined it for me. That was the moment right there that I should have dropped everything and threw an entire party, and school ruined it. And I know that you're thinking, well, why didn't you do all your assignments earlier? Here's the thing. The night before, I was awake until 6 a.m. doing schoolwork. And then, after I realized it was 6 a.m., I realized that at 8 o'clock, I had exams to take. So I fell asleep, and I slept until 5, because I had been up for almost 24 hours before that. So I slept until 5 p.m., and then from 5 p.m., I was doing schoolwork. So excuse me for not getting to my algebra assignment early enough for your liking. Anyway, school ruined a huge, huge, huge milestone and moment for me, when it shouldn't have, but it did. And it's crazy to think that I'm a bad person for thinking that, because yeah, I had to get that algebra assignment turned in because I want my grade to survive. But it made me think about it. Is this all worth it? What is the meaning behind it? What's the reason? Is there a reason? Because if I remember correctly, weren't schools initially like created because factory workers needed to learn how to work in a factory? I'm not a factory worker. I'm not saying that school is not important. Believe me, school is very important. Please do not drop out just because I'm expressing my opinion. However, I'm saying that there should be a very, very distinct line between your mental well-being and your letter grade. And the line has been crossed many times and many times again, and it is sickening. I am done not feeling good enough because I failed a test. I am done not feeling like a good person because I could not spend time with my family because I had to write an essay. I am done feeling like a number. We're assigned numbers in kindergarten. Those are our lunch numbers. Those are the numbers that people identify as. And I look at that number, and I'm like, this is the only reason why people know who I am. People don't know you by name. People know you because of your number. You're a piece of data on their graph. I don't want to be a piece of data, but I am. And that's the thing, is that I just don't understand when it all became difficult. When did it become like this? When did I start feeling like more of a number than I was a person? When did I start feeling not good enough because I failed a history test? When did I start to compromise my mental health because I had to turn in a grade? I had to turn in something. I had to get my grade up. And it doesn't matter if I'm on the verge of a mental breakdown. No. It only matters if you turned in your physics assignment. Why does that matter? Why should it ever matter? What is the thing about that? And I'm sitting here at 3:28 a.m. because this is the only time I have, because I have to get up at 9 a.m. tomorrow and join a bunch of Zoom calls that I'm not going to learn anything from because I cannot learn online. I don't know when I had to compromise my well-being so that I would not fail a class. And I shouldn't have to, but I do. Because no matter what comes along, no matter what happens, my world my future is dictated by a letter. And if that letter is anything below a 70 or a C, I'm inadequate. I'm below average. I'm stupid. Who thought of that? If you have a low letter on a scale, you're stupid. Who the hell thought of that? Did it ever occur to people that maybe some people shine in different ways? Maybe some people learn in different ways. Some people experience life different ways. People look at the world in different lenses, and it's hard to get on the same page when we are all reading a different book. Can we stop for 1 minute? Can we stop pretending like everything is fine? Can we stop pretending like we're okay with getting up, going to school, doing schoolwork after school, doing more schoolwork after school, going to bed? It's an endless cycle. Your days start blending together. I will tell you what, that's not healthy. It's not healthy to feel like my entire world relies on one letter. It's not okay. It's not healthy. It will never be okay. It will never be healthy. And I am so sorry to all the students listening out there who feel the exact same way I do, because we are people. We are not numbers on a graph. We are not a spectacle. We are in this narrative, and the narrative needs to be changed, because I am done with this bullshit. And I'm really, really sorry. And to anyone listening to this, I'm fine. I'm fine. Okay? This is somebody... You are listening to somebody who is managing their emotions in a way that they know how to. I'm fine. But I wonder who out there is listening and who is not fine. And the reason they aren't fine is because they feel inadequate or stupid because of a low letter on a graph. I just want to know when we stopped becoming people and when we started becoming numbers and robots. And to whoever created the school system, I just want to talk. But all I'm saying, if you're a teacher, if you're a student, if you're an administrator, if you're a doctor, if you are anything, anyone listening to this, I urge you, listen to those who feel brave enough to speak on it. Because right now, this is my job. I have to speak on it. I'm going to speak on it because I'm tired of it. And let me be the voice for the people who don't want to speak on it. That's fine. I will be the voice for that. But I refuse to think of myself as inadequate anymore because I got a D on a test. I refuse to be a number, and I definitely refuse to be a part of a narrative that doesn't want me in it unless I'm willing to act like a robot. I am done. I am a freshman in high school. I cannot imagine how other people are feeling, other students, people in a higher grade. I cannot imagine what you are feeling. And if you are listening to this, tell me. And I will be so happy to bring your story on here and to let people know what it's actually like to be a student in a global pandemic, let alone without one. Because people think that being a student is just fine. Like, it's not a big deal. It's not anything. It is to me. It is to a lot of people. And you can sit there and call me dramatic and say that it's not that bad. It is that bad. If I'm the one feeling this, and I'm the one who's talking about this, and I'm the one who's broadcasting this for everyone to see, we feel like this. I guarantee you, I am not the only one who can listen to this and be in full agreement with myself. I agree with myself, and I swear others do too. Stop pretending like we are liars because you don't experience what we do day to day. I am tired of people feeling and saying that we don't have real issues. This is a real issue. Because I am on the verge of just being done with school. You know, if I could, I totally would. I would literally get on a plane and go anywhere but here. I would, well, actually, no, I wouldn't because, you know, COVID. But, like, I just need somebody out there to understand it. I need someone to know. And I need someone to tell me that there is a life after this, after the pandemic, after anything. Because right now it's feeling a little blurred and it's feeling a little lost. And I am no different than any other student that you'll talk to. I am no different. I am no happier. I am no more stable. I am no more anything. However, I would like to inform you, no, I am not suicidal, just because of what I just said. This is me expressing my anger and me expressing my opinions towards the school system. I am perfectly okay, I promise. And I know that a lot of you are like, well, I never thought that you were suicidal. People have in the past because of the things that I talk about on here. No, I am not. I pinky promise you. But I just wish that we could all stop for a second and look. Put your political opinions aside. Put everything aside about COVID, about life, about work, about anything. Take a look around and look at what's happening here. Forget about school. Forget about anything. Take a look around. Step out of your own narrative. Step out of your own shoes and look around at the world right now. If we just took a minute to recognize the sadness and the hardship and everything that is going on right now, I promise you, we would all be shocked. And I don't know why I feel the need to come on here and just rant about the school system, but this is the time I have. At 3:37 a.m., this is the time that I have. While I have your attention, I'm telling you that as a student, I am no different from any other student you will ever talk to. We all feel like this. And if you don't consider yourself lucky, because the rest of us do, but I am telling you, if you are a parent, if you are a teacher, if you are an administrator, if you are anybody who works with children, listen to them. Listen to the things that they're dealing with. And I know that parents are going to be like, well, we dealt with this in high school. No, you didn't. You dealt with some of it, but we're in a global pandemic. I'm going to school in a pandemic. You did not go to school in a pandemic. And I'm telling you right now, even if you did, even on the off chance that in the place that you live, there was a pandemic going on in high school, I guarantee that you cannot compare the two. And I'm not saying that anyone is more valid than anyone else. I'm saying that the stories are different. People are different. People's experiences are different. And I urge you to listen to each and every one of them before you form an opinion about teenagers. I urge you to just take a minute and listen. Listen to what we're saying. And I promise you, it could make sense. It might make sense and it might not. And that's out of my control because I'm out of time here. But in the 30 minutes that I've talked, I've said everything that I need to say, and it's in your hands now. What you do with the information I've just given you is your choice. It's not mine. I urge you to listen to one another and to deal with the things that we are dealing with for one moment. At least empathize. At least show that you give a shit. Because I am tired of people saying that we're overdramatic and we're overreacting. I may be on here and I may be dramatic right now. I may be speaking for myself only. But here's the thing. I don't think I'm being dramatic here. Because trust me, I have a tendency to be a bit dramatic. I'm a theater kid. But I don't think that this is one of the times where you can understate something. This is a time to let out what you need to say what you want, to be who you want, to be who you are, and to stop being a number. I can't promise you anything. However, I will say this. No matter what you're going through, no matter who you are, no matter where you came from, you're valid, you're important, I love you. Just keep doing your best. Even if you feel like your best isn't good enough, your productivity is not your worth. If you woke up today and you gave 30%, that 30% is more than enough. If you woke up today and all you could do was brush your hair, that's fine. I'm so proud of you for doing that. Because I know how hard it is. And I promise you, I'm proud of you, okay? Keep doing the best that you can. Do not let your productivity measure your worth anymore. Stop beating yourself up for not feeling good enough, because I promise you, as long as you're breathing, you're good enough. Don't let anyone tell you that you're not. As long as you are breathing, you are more than worthy of your place on this earth, and you are more than worthy of your life. And please, please do not hesitate to do something for yourself and to make it count. Any opportunity you have to get away from anything, do it. Take it. Put yourself first. Be selfish. This is the time to be selfish. That's all I have to say. Thank you guys so much for listening to Get Real. I love each and every one of you, and thank you again. Thank you. All right, I will see you guys next week. Stay tuned in, and this is a fun little rant moment. Anyway, bye.